Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, oh, oh girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
My name is Yam Supa Reef, and this is Real Talk for Real People Show. Sister Aviyah gave me a blessing, and I'm so happy that she was able to bless us put on the Real Talk for Real People show. Out of her mouth it came. I was informed by her that she had told Cottrell, one of the student leaders in these studies, along with me and Sustavia, that she said the Most High will make a way, and certainly he has. Blessed and praised be his name, because truth be told, that is what the show is all about, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. It's giving you a bird's eye view, critical analysis and assessment, leaving no stone or leaf unturned, and trying to cross every T and dot every I. Why? Because we feel that this is the most important relationship you will ever have in your life. Outside of the fact of your mother, your brother, your father, your friends, your school teacher, they do not have the answers for you. The most, your so-called government, but the Most High has the answers for you in these studies. And no, we don't do a skip to the loo, my darling, type studies. We strictly in context. Each book, chapter, and a verse in its entirety. Also, you may be wondering, bless his holy name, who are the we that I'm mentioning? As I said, I mentioned Sister Avia. Thanks to the Most High, she was able to. And I know she worried the dickens out of Cartier. I know Cartier thought, what's really going on? Is they crazy? My apology, Cartier. She informed Cartier several times over, coming on, going on. And that is Sister Avia. She's our point person. She keeps his own point, and she loves the Most High with all her heart, mind, soul, and strength, as King David does. It's indicative that she does by her total reliance on him. He is her strength. And certainly in regard to you and us, he should be our strength also. And then we have Cartier from New York City. Cartier, the one we word the dickens out of, the brother that loves the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength too. And in addition to that, he relied on the Most High. The Most High is his rock. The wings beneath the pinions of the Most High wings. His high tower, his buckler, his shield. And the rock he stands upon. He is solid ground on that rock he's standing upon, using the strength of the Most High. And let me give you two incidents. Cadriel, when he was 14 years old, was feeling some sort of way. You know, and he felt, hey, let me cash in my chips, ain't nothing going to work for me. And he utilized what he's been taught by his father and his mother. Total reliance on the Most High. And here, Cartier is today because of that total reliance. Also, when he was a young man going into his work, was carpentry. Cartier is from New York City. And as you know, they have a lot of high tower buildings. Unbeknownst to Cartier, he probably thought he was going to do a little house, two stories at the most. But come to find out, he was way on up there. And heights didn't work for Cartier. They worked on him. There again, he went to the Most High. And by going to the Most High, getting the strength he needed to facilitate his job, he got that strength. 30 years trusting in the Most High and giving thanksgiving to him for that. And let me not forget Sister Avia. Now, Sister Avia, she didn't know the Most High like that, but he knew her. He knew her. Cartier said he ain't going to let nobody hurt his folks or hurt themselves until they do whatever he need for them to do. Now, he could use anybody, but he specifically has a job for everybody to do. Even as being a good mother, a good father, a good friend, and so on, it's a good job. But see, Sister Avia says when she was out there, and she wasn't cognizant of the Most High. And she had several accidents. She was like that old white woman. Have a fall and I can't get up. But the Most High got her, and here she is today. Because the Most High love for her. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. So let me bring them on for you. Sister Avia, she's from New York City. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. Oh, and it's so good to be back. That just goes to show. If you need something fixed, just call on Yah. He can fix any problem. And he's the only one that will do it for you.
You better believe it. And certainly,
yes,
and certainly because
so
you, Right. And certainly because of your case, and I do apologize for interrupting you. And certainly in your case, you told Katya a truth, and out your mouth it came. The Most High can fix anything. And certainly in regards to putting this show on the air, he fixed it. And thank you for that.
That's y'all blessing us all. That's y'all getting his word. Nothing's supposed to stop that. Get the word out.
Exactly.
Praise y'all.
Praise
y'all for y'all doing it. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Sister. And now, Cottrell, whom we worried to death, he didn't know what was going on or coming out. Cottrell's from New York City. Cottrell said, they think of broke. Cottrell, hey, folks, I bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Much love, family. Love y'all. Most I bless y'all. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yeah, you have me feeling like puppet on a string. I'm your puppet. I'm your puppet.
Because I can't even make no plans. These folks, I can't even make a plan.
I was about to run out, put my shoes on. Got the second call, then the third call, and the fourth call. Let me just chill out.
Oh, boy.
But she's right. The Most High, we learned in them secrets that King David is teaching us. He said, I will help you in all your troubles. You just got to trust that. Big troubles, small troubles. But ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. Yeah, man. Put the troubles in the Most High's hand. He resolved them.
Yep.
And sure enough, you're on the air.
You better believe it.
Mm-hmm. But it's important to keep the flow going because so much we're learning and uncovering.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, Cottrell, tonight, we have a rather short chapter, but it's intensifying. And the second book of Ezekiel. And we're going to try to gather all the nuggets we can out of this chapter. And then, Cottrell, we'll see it on in the Psalms. Praise and bless the Most High name. And Ezekiel chapter 1. Ezekiel. Yeah, go ahead, Cottrell.
Ezekiel chapter 2.
Right. Thanks, Cottrell. Mm-hmm. And the Most High makes reference to a description of us. And I thought about it as I was studying Cottrell and Sister Avion. We ain't changed that much at all. I thought about that. I said, and I looked at us in my mind's eye. Today in 2002, ain't much changed, truth be told.
I know it changed in 2002.
What's that, brother?
Who people think the Son of Man is.
Yeah.
Because you heard that church in church, that term in church all the time, right? Son
right.
of Man.
Yeah,
and
right.
here in the book of Ezekiel, this is where the term first pops up.
Exactly. Son of Man.
He ain't talking to Jesus.
Uh-huh. And all of us, truth be told, are Son of Man. You
That's
know what
right.
I mean? Yeah.
Exactly. So, he can't be both, right?
No,
he
can't.
They say he's the Son of God and the Son of Man, which isn't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they give him that title, Son of Man. No,
right.
You stole that title from the conversation that Yah was having with the prophet Ezekiel.
Exactly. Plagiarize that. Well, you know, they have a tendency, if you look at them, historically speaking, they have a tendency of stealing everything ain't nailed down, truth be told. So why not steal mm-hmm. that too? It's just their nature.
Yep. Sounds good.
Yeah, it's true. The evidence don't lack.
That's a nice term. I like that term. You're going to take that.
The evidence doesn't lie, Cottrell.
Not at all.
Thank you, Cottrell. Ezekiel chapter 2. May the Most High bless us, direct us, and order our steps so that we don't lean to our own understanding in these studies of him. And so Ezekiel says, because after he described what he saw for us, those angels and those gyroscope movement techniques and so on and so forth. He goes this, and he continued on what he says, when I saw it, talking about the likeness of Yah and those angels. He said, when I saw it, I fell off. Check this out. Now, he did this voluntarily. I fell on my face, and I heard a voice of one speaking. The voice that made us run to the tents. To the tents! We don't want to hear Yah. Let Mose talk to him. That very same voice speaking. And it made him fall to his knees, that voice of the Elohim. And he said to me, son of man, you are from man. You are son of man. Stand on your feet, and I will speak to you. Then the spirit entered me when he spoke to me, and the spirit set me on my feet. He didn't get up on his own. The spirit that possessed him entered into him, stood him up on his feet, and I heard him who spoke to me. And he said to me, son of man, because you're a son of man, or a daughter of woman, I'm sending you to the children of Israel. And he describes us to a rebellious nation, not individuals, that has rebelled against me. United we stand, divided we fall. Nation.
Not faith, camp. Not synagogue. Not church. Temple.
Not temple. A nation. To a rebellious nation that rebelled against me. That's why they're in the boat. They're in now. And that's why we had to pray for our fathers. Their fathers has transgressed against me to this very day. And I'm saying to this very day, not only then, when Ezekiel was talking to the Elohim, or the Elohim, rather, was talking to him, even to this day, we're rebelling against the Elohim. We're not nationally organized. We're individual. Got something going on, but it ain't what the Most High said. Okay?
And it shows you something very, very important, Yamsu.
Okay.
Because we know that the priest, the prophet Ezekiel, where is he at? He's in jail. And the Most High is coming to him.
Exactly.
And the Most High is bringing a message to him while he's in jail that there's still hope for Israel after this punishment has been laid down. All they got to do is the right thing. And he knows who he's dealing with. Because he's dealing with a rebellious, horn-headed, stiff-necked nation, but I'm going to send you to them anyway.
Anyway. Thank you, Godre. And in verse 4, he says, for describing us again, they are imprudent and stubborn children. I'm sending you to them, and you should say to them, thus say Yah Elohim. As for them, whether they hear, it don't make a difference whether they hear or not, or whether they refuse. They still are a rebellious house, yet they will know that a prophet has been among them. Whether they believe it or not, or refuse to heed me, the description of them is true. They are a rebellious house, yet they will know that a prophet has been among them. And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them, nor be afraid of their words, because they're gonna give, you know, we got evil looks, we got that dog look, and we got some bad words to put on you. Afraid of their words. Your briars and thorns are with you. And you dwell among us, and you call us scorpions. The Most High said, we are briars and thorns, and we're scorpions. Do not be afraid of their words or dismayed by their looks, because we got awful looks on us. Though they are a rebellious house, you will speak my words to them, whether they hear or whether they refuse. That's what we do on a Real Talk for Real People show. But we know what we're contending with. They are rebellious. But you, son of man, Katriel, you, son of woman, Sister Abiyah, you, son of woman, Sister Imahadora, you, daughter of woman, Sister Yehudi, and so on and so forth. Hear what I say to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. Say what I tell you to say. Now, Ezekiel saying, when I looked, there was a hand stretched after me. Behold, a scroll of a book was in it. Then I spread it before me. There was words on the inside and on the outside. And written on it were lamentations and mourning and woe. Because why? Because we are rebellious and impotent nation. We give you an evil look and we try to shut you up with a whole lot of nonsense. Y'all said, speak anyway. Don't be afraid of them. You hear what I said? When I tell you to say it, how long I tell you to say it? And he hands this scroll to him. It's got writings on both sides. Tiger has a lot to say, doesn't it? That means those writing on both sides, we need to focus on what the Most High and heed his counsel. Unlike some of us today, Cartrell. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartrell, sister, may the Most High bless you. You have the mics.
No, this is what was said is said. There's no need to go any further as far as I'm concerned. It's just more practice. Get out of that stubborn stage.
Right.
Keep up.
Exactly.
Staying stubborn is not going to get you nowhere.
It certainly ain't going to work for you.
Nope.
Looking mean, looking at Cartrell and me and Sister Avia, Sister Ima Hadora, Sister Hudi, and so on and so forth, and the elders of the nation that's trying to help reproduce what we're supposed to be doing is Yah will gather not us together. And since you're looking evil at us and bad mouthing us, we're going to still do what we need to be doing according to the Most High word is concerned.
You know something about to me, though?
What's
I'm
that?
I'm going to tell you. And I'm not saying, I'm this or I'm that. I'm just a humble person, a servant of Yah. But for the first verse and everything, and when he said, and he said unto me, son of man, stand up on thy feet. I will speak unto thee.
Right.
And the spirit, when it goes on, reminds me of what I was telling y'all the other day about how I was in so much debt. I came in the house, started crying, fell to my knees, and I heard a voice. And I just stood right up. And I was all right after that. I just kept praying, saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Those words right there specifically reminded me of that. And I praise Yah each and every day.
I'm glad the Most High didn't snatch you up and sit you on your
I'm so glad.
He allowed you to get up. But he snatched Ezekiel up. Where he snatched us up. You know, we were down on our knees just before we come on the show. And you called me, you said, and the last thing you said before I called you the last time, the time before the last, I said, you know, I tried to get on, patch it in through my phone. I said, we ain't gonna have, you said, well, and you made the statement, if the Most High will make a way, it'll happen. It looked like he snatched me up on my he snatched Cartrell. He snatched Cartrell out of his shoes.
I thought for a moment that Cartrell might say, I'm not answering this phone no more.
Yeah, he snatched Cartrell. You know, Cartrell said he was going to put on his shoes. He snatched Cartrell out of his shoes. Praise Yah. Bless
Yah. Yah works in mysterious ways.
You better believe it.
Yeah, man. I hear Yah. This is quite an experience for the prophet Ezekiel because he's in jail. He's going through all of this.
Uh-huh.
And Most High is putting him on a mission. You got to face your people. And we know they hard-headed, stiff-necked, and rebellious to this day. And it's unfortunate they couldn't recognize a prophet in their midst. And that's been the habit of our people.
Exactly.
They didn't recognize Jeremiah. They didn't recognize Isaiah. And here, Most High said they're going to know because there's been a prophet in their midst. And they should know that automatically. But unfortunately, they don't because of the disposition of our people. And he had to be a stout-hearted brother to listen to the voice of Yah, right? He saw the presence of Yah, and it made him bow down. And it took the Most High himself to pick him up. So a lot of people talk about they want to talk to God face to face. I don't think so. These stout men who had to bow down in the presence of the Most High And it took the Most High, because we read about Daniel when he came in the presence of an angel. Even in the presence of an angel, he couldn't stand up. So we don't really know what's going on, but we heard the description that he described, and that description probably would land most people in a loony house.
Godrea, my knees would be knocked together. You said, mommy. No, these brothers were staff, and they were very close to the Most High, as Godrea alluded to. And I would have to be snatched up and then propped up. They'd have to put two by fours on my knees.
No. The hand of Yah is stretched out on him. Yah's hand is strong enough to lift anything up.
I would need them 2x4s then. on my knees. Okay.
It's very interesting because he's so detailed in his description of his experience.
Exactly.
He said this is Christianity, how they plagiarize, right? Listen to this. Son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak to you. The Spirit entered into me when he spoke to me. Now, people in church would say, I got the Holy Ghost. No, you didn't get the Holy Ghost. You didn't get the Holy Ghost.
No, I don't know what they got. But and the way said, the way they be dancing around, acting fool.
See? And he set me on my feet, and I heard him who spoke to me. He didn't say he was speaking in tongues. He said he heard the voice of Yah.
Exactly.
So people in church talking about the Holy Spirit got him, they speaking in tongues. No, that ain't how it works. If Yah's Spirit enter you, you're going to hear him talking to you.
Exactly.
That's what's up, right?
Exactly. That's what's up.
So the children are impudent and stiff-hearted. Stiff what? He didn't say stiff what? Stiff-hearted. We've hardened our heart like Pharaoh. And that's no good. But I'm sending to you them anyway. You're going to tell them. This is what Yah said. You got to tell our people. Maybe it'll crack that hard heart. And it's whether they hear or whether they refuse. But they are a rebellious house. Yet they know that they will yet know that there's a prophet in their midst. So the prophets left their words behind, so we ain't got to necessarily have a prophet in our midst in order to hear the word of Yah. It's an interesting thing that he made him do. He made him ink the words. How about that? In other words, we should be eating up Yah's words like his food. But he made the prophet literally eat the scroll. How about that?
Yeah, it's a scroll sweet as honey.
And that scroll had that words of Yah literally have to be inside of you. That's the message. Open your mouth and eat that which I give you.
That's right.
You want to swallow some scrolls, brother? Yeah, okay. He said that they tasted sweet, right? In the next chapter, you're going ahead, Sister Abia. But it's okay. He ate them scrolls. He ate the words of Yah. The words of Yah were inside him. And that's how they should be within us. What did he say? I'm going to write my law where? On your inward part. The word of Yah should be on our inward part. And not the doctrines of men. That was pretty short and sweet. Y'all still playing the Houdini again? You at, young?
He sound like he's doing a wash or something.
Sound like there's some kind of factory.
What's up, my brother?
Yeah, we're looking for you, man. Put an ATV on you.
I had to step away for a moment. I'm sorry. I do apologize. Cottrell. And Sister Abia, I didn't fall down like the old white woman. And I didn't eat the scroll like Sister Abia. I was over there trying to eat the word of Yah. You ain't got to do all that, okay? But I'm ready to move on if Katria is ready. Y'all got any more commentaries on what we just said? Fine. If you don't, we'll move on with Katria.
Yes, sir. ready, willing, and able. We're in Psalm 54.
Yes.
Not 444, but 54.
54.
54. 54. That's how we say it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Give thanks to our King, King David, for his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the secrets to his strength and power and might, the things that made him a mighty man. He exposed it all. Another song, short and sweet, for our great King. And they say, for the chief musician on string instruments, a contemplation by King David, when the Ziphites came to King Saul and said, isn't King David hiding himself among us? What treacherous people. These are Judites going to King Saul. And you know the saying in New York, right? Snitches get stitches.
Yes, indeed.
These are his own brothers, Judites, the Ziphites, turning him into King Saul. And he's talking about, isn't King David, even David, hiding himself among us? And his prayer, his response to Yah. So there are times when you have to pray against your people, but you don't want to do that. Psalms 54 is the prayer when your own people try to attack you. King Saul tried to kill King David. These Ziphites were in allegiance with King Saul in their plot to kill King David. And this is his response to his troubles, his trials and tribulations. Save me, Yah, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, Yah. Listen to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me. Violent men have sought after my soul. They haven't set Yah before them. Behold, Yah is my helper. Yah is the one who sustains my soul. They can't take it, no matter what they try. He's always focused on his soul, isn't he? He will repay the evil to my enemies. And yes, your own people can be your enemies, a.k.a. King Saul, trying to kill our King, King David. Destroy them in your truth. With the free will offering, I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, Yah, for it is good. For he, Yah, has delivered me out of how many troubles? All troubles. That's what we're talking about tonight, right? Put all your troubles in Yah's hands. My eye has seen triumph over my enemies. And yes, they could be your own brothers and sisters doing evil for no good reason. And if Israel's attacking you, go to Psalms 54. There's prayers for the enemies too, but there's prayers for Israel that ain't got a clue, that don't know Yah. And there's plenty of them out there.
Yes, indeed.
And they'll turn you in, right, to our enemies. It's like these Ziphites trying to turn King David in to King Saul, who he declared was his enemy. But that was family. That's crazy.
Yeah. And like you said today, they're doing it to brothers, cousins, and everything. It's somebody after them, turn them in for a dollar. That's terrible. And mostly, like you said, I learned. Can't nobody solve my problems but y'all, so I go to him first for everything.
Yep. And King David shows us the key. He said all problems, all troubles.
Yes.
Big and small. So we had a little hitch tonight. We knew y'all was going to come through. Say a little prayer. Y'all going to come through.
Y'all always make a way.
Short and sweet, but so powerful. As long as your allegiance is with Yah and not with man, and there's people out there trying to stop you off that path, you really have nothing to worry about as long as Yah's fighting your battles for you. And that's the real keys that King David is showing us. Every trouble he had, he took it to the Most High. And that's the real key. And when he says all, he means all.
You know, that's why it doesn't bother me that much about what people think. It doesn't matter because it doesn't mean anything. Because I know the nature of us. I know the nature of our enemies. And so if people elect not to come on, it doesn't bother me one way or the other. They choose to hear or don't hear. I'm good with that. I'm just doing my job. You're just doing your job. Sister Abia, Sister Hootie, Ima Adore just doing their job. Because it's got to be done, so why not us? And because we're not seeking accolades from our brothers and sisters. We're seeking to present them the truth. Praise and blessings, Most High.
Sure enough. Praise God. That's what you said. Like you said, I don't care. I care less what people think of me now. All I know is that when the time is right, I want to hear y'all say, job well done, my sister. Child. That's good enough for me. If I please y'all, that's my goal.
Sister Abia, I concur with you, and I agree with you 110% because they didn't take me out of those four stars with bars. They didn't get my mind right, that I have some understanding and that I have some humility, that I have some compassion for our brothers and sisters. They didn't help me in none of those endeavors. The Most High helped me with those four-star bars. He helped me with the alcohol and drug addiction. He helped me with the psychological and PTSD and post-traumatic stress slave syndrome. And so on. So I owe him, just like Mose, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Joshua, Caleb, you name my caller, Micaiah, Queen Esther, Deborah, the women that had confidence in him to save our nation and misery, the handmaids, and so on and so forth. So I owe, and I believe the same way, you're morally obligated, duty-bound, to do no less for as the Most High is concerned, because he's done so much for you, even when you didn't even understand the Most High, even when you didn't even know the Most High, he knew you. So that's why I said at the beginning of these studies, it is the most important relationship that you should ever establish or restore in your life, truth be told.
We can see that being a servant of Yah is not always a glamorous position. Whereas you see the prophet Ezekiel, he's a priest and he's in jail in Babylon. And in spite of that, Yah comes to him anyway with a message of hope for our people. Because he always has a message of hope for our people regardless of our circumstance and condition, whether he's punishing us or not. Israel has to speak hope to Yah's people always, which is why he always has a prophet in the midst of his people, because that's the message he wants them to hear. Even though he's furious with us, he has to let us know that there's hope for us when we change our ways. And that's the beauty of Yah, that he loves us that much, that he would go that far to do that for us. And we have to appreciate it. Sometimes we don't appreciate the messengers that he sends, but he always sends messengers of hope. And we have to begin to appreciate that, which we really don't, because we're hard-headed, stiff-necked. We want to do things our way. But when we wake up to the truth and understand our mission and the mission that Yah has for us, it's going to be a beautiful thing. Once it really clicks.
Yes, indeed.
Because Yah's hope, in spite of what our enemies say, is always there. Our hope is everlasting. Our hope is eternal. Yah made an everlasting covenant with us. Every nation ain't got to get circumcised. Our nation got to get circumcised. And that's a personal covenant that Yah is making with us. So that's how personal it is. And we don't really understand it to its nth degree. But we will one day. Keep hope alive. Just suggest.
Yes, keep what they say, so keep the faith, baby.
And the messages always have to speak. It's by the lack of popularity, because none of these prophets were popular. Matter of fact, the people try to kill them. So you got to be holy, bold enough to speak to your people, not be afraid of them, and tell them what they need to hear. Because in that hearing, there is hope.
I pray, and I just say, y'all put your words in my heart, and when the time is right and you want me to speak, let it come out of my mouth, y'all. Other than that, you know, it's so much you can say to these people, especially over here where I'm at, because they crash you out in the minute they knock you down. You know, so I just pray before I open my mouth, man.
Truth be told.
Yes, sir. I got a special guest for y'all.
Who is that, my brother?
Sitting in my room. Young brother from Arizona. Former professional NFL superstar. He called him out. I didn't even get the introduction out.
Yermiyahu.
The one and only.
Shalom, brother.
Shalom.
How's everyone doing?
All right. How you doing, brother?
I'm blessed.
How's the family?
Blessed. Live, strong, learning, growing.
It doesn't stop, my brother, till the casket drops. It's true.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when we gone, Yom Yahoo, you'll be saying the same thing.
All
right. Yom Yahoo, you want to share something with us today?
Well, I'm just listening, soaking in the knowledge.
Okay.
That's unusual for a Levite because he got so much to say. Sometimes you got to put a chop in his mouth.
That's what I'm saying. You give him a mic, you got to take it out of his hand.
Sometimes you just be silent and just listen.
Right.
Two scriptures, they were short and sweet. Bro, you from the house 11. Know about that priesthood thing.
I was serving the Messiah. A lot of Messiah come and actually anoint me and tell me more, man. People, we could pontificate and all that. I'm just trying to do the right thing.
Praise
God. So,
students for life, man.
Yes.
How people got to learn.
And,
trying to connect as a nation, and that's got to be our mindset because that's how y'all looking at us. So we try to soak up all we can, and I try to tell people, y'all better tune in to King David because he tells you what made him strong, mighty, and the thing that he was. Both boys. But we learn a lot from the prophets too, Ezekiel and Eve. And if you're from that house, prepare yourself. You're going to see them kind of vision, them kind of dreams, and y'all might tell you to eat a scroll. Are you ready? Are you ready, Israel? Y'all always got a message for us, right?
If you truly a Levite, you run it from it, for real.
because I think Sister Abiyah may be one of them Yahoo because of the fact. She had a vision, and she shared with me, Cottrell and I, a month later.
More ways you can tell.
Your memory is bad. So I shared with you the next day.
You know my thinker, bro. You know speaking at you. Yeah, she said.
Creeping in.
Yeah. She said, she told us the numbers 444 came up to her. And we knew that it was the 12 tribes, and we were on the right point as far as our work for the Most High was concerned, that we were on the right point. That was encouraging. I only wish that she hadn't waited until a month later to tell us.
We might have hit that number.
Oh, right there. Well, when I was at work, you know, Cartel, you saying things that be happening to me, because when I was working for the Mentally Challenged back in 2004, I had a problem. That's when I told you I prayed to y'all about the problem I had and I needed that money. I was working for the Mentally Challenged, wasn't making enough money.
Right.
And after I had did my prayers and all that and went to work that next day, something told me to play 333. I played 333 at four different places for 5 hours each.
Right.
And it came that same day. That's why I said, I thank y'all, because after I had stood up and he told me not to worry about it and everything, I knew, I just thought I was going to be all right. But I didn't know that he meant, I wasn't thinking about playing no numbers, but when the man came in, down in the job, that's when it said, play 333, and I did.
Right. Well, you know, me and Cottrell could have used some money, too, a month ago, okay?
All right, now,
yeah, for that, I'm out
of gambling. You better go to y'all.
That's
the best thing I can tell you. Speak to y'all.
Yeah, but he
like
Levites.
all I know is I'm y'all's servant.
Right.
So whatever happens, like I said, I trust y'all now. I don't put my trust in myself. It's only in y'all.
Praise y'all. I think Yim Yahu was trying to say something.
I was going to say, Moray can attest to it. Anybody who's a true Levite, you're going to be running from being a Levite. It is. I've run from that. I've always been running. I'm just an Israelite, regular other Israelites be trying to. Hey, I think it, I'm a regular guy.
trying to be right. That's why I say I'm a humble servant. That's it.
No Levi actually wanted to be a Levi. They was all running from it. All the prophets. Send somebody else.
Well, Moses did, but Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and Isaiah, they was up to the task.
They went through a lot.
They went through it. And these brothers talking about their prophets, and they priests, and they all this. Y'all ain't going through half of what these prophets went through. So you want to take that title on? You want to be that vibration? Be prepared.
No, that's why I said I'm a humble servant.
Yeah, man.
A lot of people are saying, but you don't be presumptuous.
You got to know what you're dealing with. Yeah. Keeps reminding the prophets, be strong. Don't be afraid of them. But tell them anyway, because they're rebellious, they're hard-headed, and they're stiff-necked. You're not going to be famous with them. They're not going to like what you're saying. Matter of fact, they're probably not even listening to what you're saying. They sent Jeremiah to get word from Yah when he came back. Oh, we ain't doing that. What kind of mess is that?
Yeah.
Our people are a mess. And you got to be prepared to deal with them if you're on the level when the Most High makes you a prophet to bring his message to his people. You got to be built of something else. It ain't just the average Israelite. These brothers, they were holy bold, and they had no fear of their own people. We fear each other. But it's real. Y'all going to bring back these servants to speak his words. And right now we eating up y'all's words. We're not eating the literal scroll, but we should all be eating up y'all's word every day. Like it's nourishment. It's nourishment for your soul. That's what it really is. You concerned about your physical, and you got to get your mental together. Don't forget about that spiritual food. And spiritual food is Yah's word, which is why he told Ezekiel to eat the scroll so my words would be inside of you. Yah's word should be inside of all of us.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Praise Yah. Bless his holy name. Well, Yim Yah, you have any closing remarks and or commentaries you'd like to mention?
Let's keep striving to work together, live together, and join as a people. So the Most High can put the sinew and the joints and the marrow. You know what I mean? Let's do our part.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah, Yim Yah. And certainly you're right. Praise Yah. So, Stabia.
Oh, just stay prayed up. Keep speaking, Yah.
Praise Yah. Certainly. Praise Yah. Cartrell.
Yes, sir. I'll praise the Holy One of Israel for all things and everything, for this moment in time, for our lives, for our mission, for our purpose. Our people don't realize that we have magnetic personalities, especially when we come together. People are drawn to us. We just have to realize our strength and begin to draw people on the right path. Because the world is headed straight to hell, and there ain't no break. She-Hole by another name. All praise to Yah.
Okay.
Well, the only thing I'm going to say in regards to what my brothers and my sisters said, I'm not going to say anything more, but get you a new heart and spirit like King Darwin. It will help facilitate the understanding in your studies and your humility toward the Most High. To help us get it together as a nation and not as one individual. The pursuit of happiness through the Most High. And I'm going to say in addition to that, what my brothers and my sisters say, I concur. Praise the Most High and bless His holy name, my soul and all that is within me. I pray for each of you on this study show for a new heart so you can help understand the Most High, understand your relationship, your connection with this nation. I pray for each of you that your soul be restored for the Most High's sake. I pray blessings for each of you that whatever health problems you may have, that the Most High restore your health for the Most High's sake. And you make the vow to the Most High what you're going to do in regards to that. Praise and bless His holy name. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. My brothers and my sister, you want to say good night, shalom to the people?
Shalom and good night, everybody. And may Yah bless us all.
Praise Yah.
Love you, Yah. We love you, Israel. May Most High bless us. Shalom and good night.
Praise Yah. Yim Yahu, got anything?
Help Israel, Yahuwah. Help Israel. We got to help Israel.
Praise Yah. Is that Yim Yahu blowing notes over there like that?
He's trying. He's like you.
Yim Yahu, get used to it, bro, because he always knocking my smoothness, too.
Keep singing praises to Yah.
I'm not stopping nobody from trying to praise Yah.
I mean, I was kind of shocked. I said, "Damn, Yim Yahu blowing, he's smooth. He think he Teddy Pendergrass or something." Teddy Pendergrass like you. Yim Yahu, you got what I want. Go ahead, Yim Yahu. The Most High certainly do have what you want. Praise and bless His holy name. We love y'all. Stay devoted and stay connected. Shalom and good night.